This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Nepal marks 115th International Women's Day with various programs. Stakeholders urge swift legal implementation of women's constitutional rights. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak pledges government support for post-earthquake reconstruction and rehabilitation. Climate change impacts farming in Sagarmatha region, threatening food security and nutrition. And Ukraine says wave of Russian strikes kill at least 20 people and injure dozens. Now the news in detail. The 115th International Women's Day has been celebrated in Nepal today with a variety of programs. The major theme for the day this year was for the all women and girls' rights, equality and empowerment. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens held a special function, while women's organizations affiliated with various political parties also organized different events for International Women's Day. The day is observed every year on the 8th of March, commemorating the socio-economic, political achievements of women working in various fields around the world. Women's rights have been established as fundamental rights in the Nepal's constitution as well. Currently, there are 34% women representatives in the federal parliament, 36.5% in the provincial assembly, and 41.1% at the local levels. The United Nations has been celebrating Women's Day since 1975. Meanwhile, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Nawal Kishore Saha Sudhi, has vowed implementation of laws and rights of women enshrined in the Constitution. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 115th International Women's Day today, Minister Sudhi reminded the constitutional provision on women's rights and made commitment to the enforcement of laws so that women's rights would be addressed. Meanwhile, leaders of various political parties have also said that the constitutional rights provided for women should be implemented by making them laws. In an interaction organized in Kathmandu today by associations close to various political parties, they demanded that the constitution provisions related to women should be made into laws as soon as possible and implemented in a practical manner. President Ramchandra Pardal and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held a meeting this evening. According to the President's Secretariat, President Pardal and Prime Minister Oli discussed the recent political developments of the country. The meeting was held at the President's office in Sital Nivas. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that the government is working on post-earthquake reconstruction and rehabilitation. Inaugurating the District Earthquake Reconstruction and Rehabilitation Project Implementation Unit Office in Assam District today, Home Minister Lekhak said that the government is supporting the earthquake victims to the extent of its resources and means. The unit established with the objective of providing easy service to those affected by the earthquake last year will help the citizens of Assam, Bajura and Duti districts. The tremor of the earthquake occurred at Jingge County of Tibet Autonomous Region in China this afternoon has also been felt in Nepal. According to the Nepal Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, the earthquake hit the county with its epicenter there itself at around 2:35 p.m. The earthquake measured magnitude 5.9. Earlier in January, a magnitude 7 earthquake had been recorded with the same epicenter. Meanwhile, a fresh tremor magnitude 4.1 was recorded at Baglong district this morning, with its epicenter at Kukhani in the district. It occurred at 6:20 a.m. Similarly, another earthquake of similar magnitude was also recorded at Moody in Magdi district today at 3:14 a.m. Climate change is impacting food security and nutrition in the Sagarmatha region, with local crops like wheat, barley and buckwheat declining in recent years. Erratic weather patterns, rising temperatures and dryness have made farming difficult in the region. Health workers have warned that the inadequate nutrition during pregnancy could affect newborn's health, increasing dependency on imported food, which locals say is poor of quality. Report also indicate that the rapid snowfall in mountainous areas is worsening conditions, impacting agriculture and daily life. Additionally, pollution from climates has littered the region with plastics and other non-biodegradable waste, affecting the environment and tourism. This news comes to from Radio Nepal, North Stamper, Short Peg.
हरेक दिन को लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मसाप गर्नुस्
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज CPN Mao Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged all political parties to focus on the campaign to change the lives of the people. At a program organized at Garuda Municipality of Rautarhat District today, Chairperson Dahal said it is the responsibility of all political parties to work for the upliftment of the underprivileged classes. Chairperson Dahal said that everyone should focus on the economic and social transformation of the people as it is essential for socialism. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 20 people have been killed as Russian strikes hit several regions in Ukraine overnight, including Donetsk and Kharkiv, according to Ukrainian officials. The BBC cited the regional emergency services as saying that 8 residential buildings and an administrative building were damaged in the attack. The attack comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was strongly considering large-scale sanctions and tariffs on Russia, which he said is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield. Also, the space technology company Maxar said that the U.S. has temporarily suspended Ukraine's access to some satellite imageries. The U.S. has posed intelligence sharing with Ukraine following a breakdown in relations after the Oval Office clash last week. A high-level Hamas delegation is holding talks with Egyptian officials over the second phase of the ceasefire, according to Al Jazeera. During its talks with Egyptian mediators, the Hamas delegation will demand that Israel implement the agreement, begin negotiations for the second phase, and open border crossings to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza Strip. The officials are also quoted as saying that the Palestinian group wants a comprehensive agreement that ensures a permanent and complete ceasefire. Hamas demand for the second phase include a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, an end to its blockade, the reconstruction of the territory, and financial support based on the decision of this week's Arab summit in Cairo. Hamas is ready to negotiate a prisoner exchange to Israel, all Israeli prisoners, including those with the American citizens. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy, with chances of light snowfall at a few places in mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and mountainous region of the Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces will have partly cloudy to mainly fair weather. In the hilly region, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy with the possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki and Bagmati provinces, while in Terai region it will experience the partly cloudy weather to mainly fair in the Lumbini provinces and Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal marks 115th International Women's Day with various programs. Stakeholders urge swift legal implementation of women's constitutional rights. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak pledges government support for post-earthquake reconstruction and rehabilitation. Climate change impacts farming in Sagarmatha region, threatening food security and nutrition. And Ukraine says wave of Russian strikes kill at least 20 people and injure dozens. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this help, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.